Yeah, it's still not running. Man. We got emails. There it goes. Yeah, it's whoa. Crazy, yes. For posterity. And the fun thing is, posterity can ignore it. Which is fine. Like I said, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe, of hours of blah, 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 blah. But at least it will say there's one thing that we know. We know what he was thinking. You know, when you write in a journal, you can clean things up. When you record yourself talking, you can't hardly but let your real true feelings out. So, yeah. Wow. Writers can be capable. Talkers can't. That's called art. Oh, Josh has got a critical eye for art.
I do.
Yikes.
There was this one time in my art class in high school.
Uh-huh.
The teacher said it's just the title of the verse and everything like that.
Right, right.
It comes to two. One of them was in the school, so it's like they have tires, it can be the best of my art.
Yeah?
It was like, and really cool.
Yeah?
I was like, wow, I really liked it.
Yeah?
And then I was just having bad. I mean, got a hunk of fat with a cone of it, like, mullet, you know, lettuce things on it.
Yeah?
That's what it's there, so you couldn't touch it.
Uh-huh.
It.
Right?
That's
like something my 3-year-old could have done.
Yeah. So, I gave my report to, like, the baseline.
Yeah. Well, it's criticism.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to go one way or another. That's right. Renee Neely, she used to be the associate vice president of, come on, Academic Affairs. Yeah. She was like the number 6 person in the university. She's semi-retired now. Having a happy life. I'm trying desperately to... Anyway. Oh. Lots of fun. Cold. Rare. Yeah, it isn't bad. Of course, we're not returned the right way. Chances are when we start going in another direction, it's going to hit us. Get a crazy man here that doesn't have, you know, just like the college student. Those socks. They're yellow. They got pumpkins on them? Palm trees. Palm trees. Are these the ones that Shane gave you?
Nope.
No.
These are some that I got from
Vegas. I see. Right. You're going to fit in just fine. College student, dude. They're all going to love you. You're probably going to have to make sure, Lisa, that he does the waiver so he doesn't have to live on campus. Most of the time, at least for the first semester or two, they make freshmen live on campus. I don't know how that's... I think I won't let everybody get the waiver, but this is a local kid. They do it so that it justifies all the building that they've done, I think. Spent a lot of money building dorms and stuff. And so now they've got to kind of force people into justifying what they put out. Planning's a tricky animal. You can think you need something this big or that big. And then you find out that you didn't need it. Oh, that's some cold stuff on the neck. Oh, that's a good thing to have. With the ears, though, It's your exposed ears I worry about. Yeah, I know. You're young and you don't know. You see, guys my age don't have ears. That's what happened. You go, like, how is that? My ears froze. So I lost my ears. Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's because when you get to be our age, you know to cover up your ears. Doesn't matter how stupid you look, you don't care. It's like keeping your body parts intact. You kind of invested after a few decades, you know? Want to hang on to the stuff you have. It's going to start falling off eventually, so you want to keep them around as long as you can. Oh. People get weird about things like leprosy or stuff that appears like that. Those moths. You know what to do about it. Let's see. How long does it grow? Not much. Oh, there's going to be a press conference from President Nelson, currently president of the Cornwall Club, most likely next president of the church. If tradition continues unabated, it tends to. That's coming up tomorrow. That's a tomorrow morning thing. Yes, tomorrow. My mom's really looking at it. We gotta stay up with her. Usually I'm up with her. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I don't know why. I do love you and all, but. See, school's back in. Here's Carsley. Keep her back. Yeah. Oh. That's not good. What am I going to do about it? I don't know if I can do anything about it. Mom's going to hold on to her own thing. Yeah, otherwise. Well, I don't have gloves. She does. She's in better shape. She usually has her other jacket, which works a lot better in this. Yeah? Yeah. Sorry. Well, if we go fast, we can turn another corner soon, and then we'll be okay again. Uh-oh. She lost it completely. Oh, no. Her ears are exposed. It's all bad. She just started jogging. I don't jog much anymore. At all. Right. Ever. Ever.
A long time.
Well, let me tell you. There's no point.
No point in driving.
Nope.
Well, you gotta get someplace slightly faster than, you know, it would take you to walk.
I like to think it is good planning. I don't have to jog. Nothing's that much of an emergency. I imagine that in some sort of emergency, I would do that. They don't come up too much, thank goodness. My happy pig product. Anyway. We're having fun. Do 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 do. We're having fun. We're having a song that I think is helpful. We're not being specific of the word. There are no words to begin with. Just the lyrics I'm here for. And the music. Yeah. But we're having fun! The ears are red.
Yeah, they're also numb, so if anything's
that's not good. You need to put your scarf around your head so it covers your ears. Your neck will be fine. I need something. Yeah, Dr. Who's car. Or a hat or something. Your hairstyle. Oh.
Fluffy hair.
Yeah? Is that me? Oh.
Unless you, like, threw it out.
Yeah. That's how my hair goes. I'm sorry, what? Yeah? I want to have it. That's the one. They keep tearing up that bit of road and that bit of sidewalk because they forget stuff. Reminds me of me. Well, I can't say much. Got my plans working out. Hadn't dropped classes. Keeps telling Mom that she's not registered. And it's like, she should be registered. What's the problem? Totally confused. Why this is not working properly. Yeah. You think? Smells funny in there. Science smells funny. I got into home ec, the smells were better.
Oh.
Although I don't know, that textile class was a little weird. This way. Let's go this way. Get ran over. Ooh, I thought your car had troubles. Yeah. I think your car is in pretty good shape for that one. So, things aren't so bad. Oh, boy. Yeah? You think so? Having breakfast and such? Getting talked to about race something or other? Marvin's coming to the back of the pass, right? I wonder what you think people using his name and what they think his legacy was. Christ's sake, well, this didn't go how I pictured it. Sure, something like that. Judged by the content of your character, and you go, oh, I don't think anybody wants that to happen. Welcome to the land of, well, too many people care about that character business. Oh, she's getting ahead of us, Joshy. She's getting ahead of us. Gotta speed up a little. Trying to get closer. She's a little north windly. That's some cold business. Is that it? Okay. Yeah, mom's just got to work them harder, and it's not some rough business. Hi, Lee. I love you. I think she's frozen. She decided to try out this new jacket on the wrong day. Yeah. Is it warm otherwise?
Yeah,
warm. Yeah? Lift your head.
My head.
Uh-huh. My car. That one? I used to have that kind of car for perfect the same. Yeah? Oh. What? The foster car? Because it wasn't really ours? But it got to park in our thing? How much work Don Ray had to do? But he was always pushing it on me, too. Stopped getting exercise after that. Because I had to drive to work every day in that freaking car. Yeah, bird. Or really frozen, maybe when he warms up to come back. It's, what do you call that stuff? My brain's a little frozen. Yeah, cryogenic. Actually, I was thinking of a more non-technical term, but that one works great. Cryogenic bird. I thought you were supposed to put him in a tube or something. That would seem to be the important part of the stuff, too. And hoses and funky little controllers. That's put there specifically to break shins.
I know. Poor guy. I took out that one.
Yeah, it must have hurt a lot.
Yes,
must have been a pretty tough fellow to cause that kind of damage.
Absolutely.
Gee, wow.
Gee, wow.
Gee, wow, baby. So let's see. What else needs to go on our wonderful recording?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lots of exciting stuff. You got the whole cryogenic bird thing. See? This is the kind of stuff the great grandkids are going to listen to and go, great grandpa was an idiot, huh? Yeah. We just called him funny. But yeah. Modern sensibilities, sure, he's an idiot. Yeah. Okay. I can accept that. Especially after I'm gone, I've already moved on to other things and won't have anything to do with me anymore. Wow. Anyway. Did I see it's no freezing? No problem. So yeah, why can't Lisa add drop? That bugs me. No, I mean on the new interface. That troubles me a bit. I'm not happy with that. I can't think if there's a setting that says, don't let students do this. I don't think that setting exists. So it's like, so what's the problem? She's a full-fledged student for Pete's sake. What's the issue? Oh. I can start acting like Matt. Because I don't know. I think Matt goes through a whole lot of life not exactly knowing, so that's kind of his normal look.
That's a very useful thing.
I think so. I think he uses it as a crutch myself, but that's okay. You know? He's got his past. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom soon. Did it what? Well, I didn't have to then.
Well,
it's all just walking around, you know. I kind of loosened everything up. I don't know. Seems sensible to me. That north wind.
Yep.
I don't like it. I don't like it, Lee. The north can keep their stuff. I have to set it down here. Yeah. Now, don't you? Aren't you sad that you weren't born in Mexico?
No.
A little further south? Maybe a little warmer?
Yeah.
No? You're okay to be in here? I guess. Although Robbie said he was sad to leave Mexico.
Hey, I'm going to go to the car and get my notebook.
Okay, you want us to wave here for you? Here, let's wave over here. Out of the wind. Cold. It's going to be colder tonight.
What?
And tomorrow.
Oh.
It's going to be colder. Yeah, you know what? I think you understand. I don't think you don't understand. I think you just want me to keep repeating it. I don't know. I was in the mood of doing that when I was singing, but I don't know if I am now. It comes and goes. It's not consistent. There's a lot of things about me that aren't consistent. That's, you know, part of the fun. God didn't say they all shall be consistent. I don't think so. You know? Oh, I don't know. He didn't say so. I mean, he wants us to repent. That's always good. But isn't that just a nod to the fact that we're not going to be consistent? Is that we have to repent?
Well, I don't know. I would like us to be consistent.
Consistently making mistakes?
Oh!
I think he just wants to do good. I think he doesn't have a big problem, Mr.
Oh, the only problem you have to do is
unrepentant. Yeah. I think that's all he's worried about. We put all these rough rules on ourselves. That's really justified. It's really hard for people to be consistent. Why do we demand it of everybody? God doesn't demand it. He even set up a system to handle the fact that we were being inconsistent. And he made it the centerpiece of the whole idea, you know? See? Smart guy. We should probably take some of his advice. Be smart ourselves. Don't worry about being consistent. No. You guys are coming in. Oh, because it's warm in here. Certainly warmer. You don't have your coat, or have a little bit of all. Okay. Brr. See? I like something. Yeah. But my hair's short, it doesn't matter as much. But when it gets a little longer, it gets crazy into this thing. And I look that way all day long. Come on, Gary. I was really tired. I was like, out the door. You need a PC to work with me? No. Oh, yeah. Oops. I always do that. Signed up recording for after hours. Need stuff. We walked for 20